Hello, Unpackers. This is Maurice or Reese.
Hi, I'm Shantae or Tay.
And this is our first episode of first season and episode of Unpacking Your Ish 2.0. So I'm glad to have my friend Tay here with me. And we have a few disclaimers before we start the show. First, if you like the content, we encourage you to follow all of our social media pages. We have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Unpacking Your Ish, pretty much on all those pages. You can find us. If you want to support us through PayPal, it is paypal.me/unpackingyourish. And then know, if you hear anything that sounds like, hey, this might be your interaction with us, know that we are only providing our experience. It comes from a place of grace. And so if you want to come on and share your side and your experience of us, you're more than welcome to do that. Okay. So we look forward to spending this time with you, and let's begin the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was recorded. So
you're well, yes. That's real. Yeah.
No worries. So we're excited. Episode one is really just going to be an introduction to us.
Yeah.
You know, your host. What made us think about this particular journey for ourselves, and you know, how we're moving forward for the season and what it will look like. So I am going to be gracious and give the floor to my lovely friend Tay to introduce herself, and then I'll introduce myself, and then we'll talk a little bit about, you know, our friendship, how we became friends. And this journey. Okay.
Right. Well, first of all, you're always gracious.
Oh. Lies.
Truth. Anyway. So, again, my name is, I go by Tay, but I'm Shantae. I have, you know, have had a very interesting long road in this thing we call life, and always wanted to try to figure out what I needed to do to make better decisions for myself and my future. I am the mother of two. I have a daughter in college. She's a junior in college. And then I have a son who's a junior in high school. I have been a mother since I was about 22. So most of my life was taken up by whatever decisions, moves, things that had to be done for the children. I have a degree in English as well as applied psychology. And my career path doesn't always look like what my degrees are in, but you know, that's real. Again, schedules matter to me because my children were so young. Married and divorced, the father of my children. And I also have just been single for the past 3 years. I've only had one other serious relationship besides my husband. So I'm pretty inexperienced when it comes to the deep relationship love part. Some things more experienced than others. But as far as just me and who I am, I was a customer service representative, HR coordinator, most recently EC teacher in a public school system, and now am working with children in facilitating social emotional learning. That is definitely the job that fills my heart right now. But I look forward to whatever is coming next. The one thing that I am learning through meeting my friend Reese is that you can reinvent yourself 100,000 times. You don't have to be stuck in one thing. And I am definitely taking advantage of that. So I do thank him for that. But yeah, that's me in a nutshell, I think.
Okay.
I think that's me.
Well, I am an only child. I think that is pretty important to my identity.
Me too.
And you know, native Charlottean, live here most of my life. I've had the opportunity to live in some other places. You know, most of my working career has definitely been working with young children, education. I was an EC teacher, just like Tay, for 5 years. Pretty much left teaching, got my real estate license, tried to do that full time, and was getting some traction where people were like, yeah, hey, I'd buy a house next year but that doesn't feed me this year. So I transitioned into the corporate world, worked at a tech company for 2 years. Then I have recently transitioned again, and now I am working for in securities. So that is really interesting, but it's because I have a lifelong desire to learn. I was a history major, always saw myself as, you know, I was an A student, really, you know, a preacher's kid. So I am the type of person, I really do want to do the right things and do well by others. And, you know, when it comes down to my love life, I, you know, Tay is like, oh, I've only had two relationships. I was like, okay, I've only had one serious relationship. And I think that's really because coming to grips with my sexuality has been, that's been the biggest part of my life, is just reconciling who I am and learning to love myself and my flaws and sexuality and all that stuff. So really where I am right now when it comes down to my love life is figuring out who I want to be and showing up as myself in all of my relationships, whether they be romantic, platonic, familial, etc. I just want to be Maurice and let people know that I accept them for who they are. And that's kind of what led us to this journey of this podcast, because this is something, if you follow, you can see I have some previous episodes that I started, I believe, 2018 mm-hmm. or so. So I did like 6 episodes at the time, and then life happened and walked away from it. And then serendipity happened, and I found, you know, where Tay works now. I worked there for like just a hot minute, but our friendship still remained. And that's one of the great things I love about both of us is, you know, a lot of times you try to make work friends become friends,
right.
And it doesn't happen, but this is definitely stuck. And so we have only known each other since like April. Pretty much. Yeah. So, but I feel like she's someone who I really trust and depend on. And she's that person where if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I am bawling out, like, I know I could at least call and she may actually pick up and be like, what can I do? Absolutely. You know, because some people you're like, absolutely. Oh, you know, and we all need people in our life like that.
We do.
Where, okay, if, you know, stuff hits the fan, ish hits the fan, where you feel like you can reach out. And a lot of times when it comes down to friends, that's hard.
That's true.
And you have people that will say, hey, I love you, I care for you, but your intuition tells you that if things really went left, they wouldn't be there. Now, that's not her. I feel like if things went left, she'd be the first person on my speed dial, be like, hey, you know, call, you know, cops here, etc., whatever, she'd be there.
Absolutely,
you know?
Ready. It's funny because you've already shown that to me. I'm going through some transitions right now in life. I recently have moved home with my mom. I'm an only child too. I think that's one of the things that brought us together was that common understanding of how that is. Because if you are an only child, you understand what we mean, especially for my situation as only child of a single parent. And my father was very scarcely around. So for me, it was almost like becoming my mom's companion in my younger days, but not to jump on that. But anyway, I had to move back home. And so Reese has been a sounding board for me because it's hard to be an adult moving into your childhood home with your own child, you know, with your mother. So I am navigating that right now. And I can honestly say when I'm really stressed out and I'm like, I don't know what to do about this, my head is going to explode, I will text him or call him or send him a voice message and be like, look, I am like 2 seconds from losing my mind. And then after I'm done talking to him, I can walk in the house and totally be like, hey, mom, and smile and keep it moving because I've gotten it off. So he's definitely been a sounding board for me. So the relationship, I'm hoping is definitely reciprocal because I
hope whatever, girl. Leave. It is very reciprocal. I will say, last week, and we can talk about this as well because we'll be talking about our lives. But I called her bawling on, like, driving home at like 11 o'clock at night because I had a poor dating experience. I'm like, why?
I'm so excited. Like, why are you? First of all, why are you driving? Why didn't you stay? It's late. It was like it was 12:30. Mm. Let's be clear. And I'm like, so you're on the way back? It's late. But we talked all the way back, you know, because that's what he needed. And I'm there for it. I understand. Not only can I just be there, but I can absolutely understand and feel it. I can sympathize with it. But, you know, we've all been there. Romance is romance. Love is love. No matter what the two sources that are coming in with it. Love is love, and how you feel. Feelings are real. So that was always my thing, to make sure that he felt validated in how he felt. And, you know, because even though anybody would have handled some situations differently, still, you're validated. What you feel is, those feelings belong to you, and nobody can take that away from you.
So, you know, so that's kind of us. And, you know, that little last little bit is basically some of the stuff you're going to hear. We're going to be unpacking, you know, our lives. And so we're going to talk about what unpacking means to each of us, and then a little bit more what you can expect for this season of Unpacking Your Ish.
So we're going to talk to you a little bit about what unpacking meant to us, because it was interesting. We were having a conversation and I saw it as one thing and Reese saw it as another. And we were like, we definitely need to talk about that because people may look at it and take it all different ways for themselves. Well, for me, when I thought of unpacking, of course, I thought of your comment, like a suitcase. But for me, it was like when you come back from the trip and you have to unpack some things, figure out where things go, you know, what needs to be washed, what needs to be thrown away, like what'd you buy, you know, and you kind of have to unpack those things and put them in their places in your home and then put that suitcase away. You know, so to me, it was all about you're kind of already, you've had a part of the journey. So let's unpack where it went wrong or where it didn't work or where it did work. Let's unpack all those things, put them in their place. And then we now know how to move forward was kind of how I was looking at. How'd you see it?
Yeah. Well, for me, it was a little different. So I kind of see us as like receptacles, and you're going through your life and you're getting all this stuff like thrown at you, kind of like a hoarder, you know, you're hoarding all these experiences because you had these experiences. And so really unpacking to me is about organizing all of your experiences, taking out all the junk you don't need so that you can actually enjoy the space,
right?
You know, your living space. And so, you know, very different, but I think that's important because we're individuals.
Absolutely.
So these words, how we understand these things, and I think this is really important. This is Reese and Tay's experiences.
Right.
This may not work for you. This isn't an end-all, be-all, fix, like, you know, young la fix your life. You know, we are professionals in certain areas, but in this way, we don't know you. You know, we don't know your life. And some of the things we say may not resonate with you, and that's okay. But we're just sharing our experience, just like every other person on this planet has done, you know, like Shakespeare or, you know, like, who are these people? They're just people that shared a story. And so we're sharing your story, and you may connect with it, and you may not. And that's okay, but we love for you to give us feedback, you know, definitely email us your thoughts, because it's through that interaction that you get growth.
Yes.
You know, my idea is that I would love to have, I know that I have a limited perspective on my life. And so when I add other people's perspectives, I can get a 360 degree or view, or even, you know, when we're talking 360, that is a two-dimensional, you know, view of life. But we're in a three-dimensional realm. So it's like, hey, I want something that has length and width, but also depth. So when I talk to people and I get Tay's, you know, insight on my love life and my dating relationships. That gives me different depths because she has different experiences for me. It's like, oh, wait, that resonates or that doesn't resonate. Or, and I can ask myself, why doesn't that resonate? Like, right. what is it that I'm missing? And I may not 100% agree, but just the exercise of trying to understand her perspective helps me grow and be better in the future. So, you know, that's kind of where I saw unpacking. And I hope you all as listeners, you're doing the same thing. You question us, like send in like,
absolutely,
please. Reese, when you said that, I just didn't, no, I don't agree with that. Like explain more. So that's really, you know, we're human. We're going to have differences. But I think the other thing too, is when we're talking about the season,
yeah,
and what the purpose of this particular season, and we're calling it Unpacking Your Life.
Right.
Because I was actually on a journey doing Noom. I'm going to shout them out. I think it's amazing because it does if you're not aware of Noom, it's this, weight loss type app, but it does more than that. It actually talks about the psychology of weight loss and, you know, your biology and all these other, it's multifaceted. So it really resonates with me. But there was this one little section where it talks about, you know, we need to understand what drives us to eat. And it's not just our biology, it can also be our emotions. And it said that you need to compartmentalize your life. And basically not look at, because a lot of times we'll think, oh my God, my life is sucking. Like, it's the worst. Oh my God, it's the end of the world. And it's because maybe our relationship is going bad.
Right.
And because our relationship is going bad, it's just this one little place of our life. Yeah. Everything is dark. And it's like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. And, or it's your work, or, you know, your parent relationship, etc. We allow these tiny little areas to cloud everything and paint outside the lines instead of saying, hey, this is just one thing. Yes, this isn't working. I feel crummy about my relationship, and
right.
In, you know, I'm working out really well. That is going well. So I'm happy. So let me continue to make sure that that's going well. And yeah, and then let me talk about my relationship and figure out how I want to improve that. So that's been really, really good. And that's kind of what the crux of this particular season. We wanted to introduce that idea and concept to you all. And we're going to talk about the different areas of your life as that wheel kind of presented to us. So do you want to talk about the different areas?
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's funny you said that because I was listening to another podcast earlier and they had the actor Martin Short on, who I absolutely love. And he was talking about how he sees his life and he was breaking it down into areas, just like we were talking. I can't remember the 9 areas that he broke down, but it was very similar to what we're going to do. And he was saying he grades himself. So if he feels like his career was an A this month, but he felt like, you know, family maybe was at a C, he looks at his life almost like there's a GPA to it. And so just because you're falling in one area or you're not showing exactly where you should be, or maybe not even showing growth in one area, consider your other areas.
Yeah.
And I think one of the biggest things that Reese and I always say to each other is allow yourself grace, because every day is not, every day is not going to be the best day. Every situation is not going to be the best situation. Sometimes, yeah, we might get in there and bomb something.
And you get to be human.
Yeah.
I think that's
okay. And it's okay. Yeah. So like when we talk about extending ourselves grace, you may hear us say that a lot. Because we literally say it to each other daily. It's more about knowing that you're human. And I teach my children, one of the things we teach the children is talking about perfection. Like if you didn't make mistakes, you wouldn't learn. And so it's very important to us to understand these areas of our lives so that we know how to move in them and how to allow ourselves, okay, you know what? That relationship might not have worked out, but I'm really proud of the fact that I'm changing my diet, or I'm really proud of the fact that I have good friends that I can go to. Maurice actually taught me that about the relationships. I'll get into that in a second. So the areas we were looking at were based on a wheel that Reese brought to my attention, and it had all the different categories in your life. So we're looking at career as being one, mm-hmm. personal growth as being another, health is another one, fun and recreation, family, friends, romance, and then of course finance. And all those things are big parts of your life, but again, they're parts of your life. It's not one thing shouldn't take precedence over the other and drown out the other ones. So for me, and we'll get into what exactly those mean a little bit more, because each episode, what we're doing is we combine some of them because they work together. For example, personal growth, we felt like worked very well with health and fun and recreation, because when we were talking, the two of us talked about the fact that, yeah, I want to grow in certain areas. We're both on fitness journeys. We're both looking to put ourselves out there more, go enjoy the city a little bit more, get out here in Charlotte, see what's out here. And then of course we have relationships, which, can go with family, friends, and a romantic relationship. Because they're all things that you're putting into and you're expecting to get something out of. So in the relationship area, I'll share real quick. I focused heavily on the romantic relationship and completely ignored that I had friends and families that were pouring into me, and didn't even really focus on that because my mind was centered around the romance part. And so working with Reese, I've realized that that's only a part of it. That's like a third, you know? So I definitely have already seen some personal growth in that area. Then we talk about career and finance, because the reality is, we got to fund our life. We want to do these things. We want gym memberships. We want to, you know, have some fun. We want to travel somewhere, but we have to fund it. So looking at your career and your finances and how that fits into your life, because I'm sure any of you know, as parents, not as parents, whatever, when you leave a job that you hate, that comes with you, and it affects how you interact with your family, friends, if you go somewhere, if how your health is, because when I know for me, sometimes when I have a really bad day, I just want to go get something really good to eat. Like that used to be my mindset. Going kind of back, I guess, to your Noom shout out.
Yeah.
There's psychology behind it all. And so being a psychology major, I appreciate that. And the thing I love about the two of us is I'm becoming self-aware, but I feel like we're both pretty self-aware and we recognize things. So our conversations are almost like, well, yeah, I'm mad at this, but then I know this. We kind of solve it for ourselves. It's almost like we need the sounding board.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that that's really important. Learning to, because I know for myself that I can be an overanalyzer. Mm-hmm. And that's not always the best thing, you know, especially when you're talking about your feelings.
Yeah.
Because first you need to feel your feelings. Like, that's where your emotions are there. And sometimes instead of feeling your feelings, I want to think through them.
Yes.
You know, and that is a way to detach, absolutely. You know, and so to make it less painful. And so, you know, definitely I have to stop myself and say, wait, I am angry, yeah. or I am upset, or I am lonely. I have to own that feeling. I just can't try to sweep it away and be like, oh, you know, but no, it is okay. It's okay to be, it's part of being human,
yes.
you know? And recognizing that life is, you know, there is no place on this planet that is completely, it even rains in the desert sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. for life to exist here, it needs different climates or some difference. And so just allow that in your own life when it comes down to your emotions. And so learning that, hey, it's okay to feel crappy sometimes. You know, absolutely. I mean, this week, I emotionally
personal
ate.
Example.
Yes, I bought 6 cupcakes and a cookie, and on Friday I ate 5 of those cupcakes and that cookie.
Bless y'all.
No, is it? Yeah, I think it was 5. Yeah, so again, giving myself grace.
Absolutely.
It's okay. It's one day, not the end of the world. So, but I again, so what we're talking about this season, we will get in deeper into that particular wheel. Mm-hmm. In the next episode, we'll talk about where we are in some of these areas.
Yes.
And again, we appreciate you coming on this journey with us. Okay, so what is the season going to look like? This season, we are going to have 8 episodes. We actually have a bonus episode. We'll talk about that at the end of this one. But we have our introduction. And then we are going to have our 3 episodes focused on several different areas of the life. So our episode 1 will be focused on personal growth, health, and fun and recreation. And the reason why we wanted to start there is because we feel like it's good. You need to start with yourself.
Absolutely.
You have the most, you know, you may have heard, or I don't know how familiar people are with the locus of control, but the idea that you can only control yourself.
Absolutely.
You will get frustrated trying to control, and we know this as a parent, as a teacher, you can't control another human being.
No.
In relationships, those of you that have been in them, you can't do it. So stop trying.
Right.
And honestly, to me, that has been the biggest burden lifter. Once I've been like, I cannot control other people. The only person I can understand and worry about is Maurice Lamont Falls.
Yes.
Like, it's like, yeah, I'm good. Do what you need to do. I'm happy for you. But I need to do what I need to do. So we want to start there. So we'll start with where we are. So unpacking in great detail where we are in each of those areas. That'll be the episode, the part 1. And then part 2, we'll get into deeper areas of, okay, so I rated myself as a 5 in personal growth. What is my action plan? What resources are we using? How are we actively looking to move forward to change that? Because again, you need to understand where you are.
Yes.
And then you need to chart a direction. And what I really love is the fact that we're doing this together.
Yes.
Because so much of our culture, especially American, I think very Western, is you're a self-made person.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, every person that is successful, someone believed in them. Someone gave them an opportunity. Someone mentored them. Someone, you know, was there. You had to do the work ultimately, but someone gave you the opportunity. None of us are here on our own. Our parents provided efforts, our teachers, our classmates. You are not your own success. You are the success of people that came before you and people that are with you. So that's what I really love, is that we are willing to do this journey to help each other and to be cheerleaders.
Yes.
Because we're so taught that you should be able to do it on your own. And the reality is, there's some things you can't do on your own. You know? And it's good to have, not as, you know, community is important. And sometimes it can be very shunned upon. I think especially as people of color, here's the thing. I'm not going to call people out or anything like that. But the reality is this, you know, talk about self-made people, et cetera. I know in some of my jobs, I've had conversations with people, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna give my child $32,000 for for them to go to grad school. So it's like, yeah, but we're being told you gotta be self-made.
Yes.
And so it's just, we need to understand that that is untrue. That is fiction. And so be there for each other. Learn how to support your friends and be happy for their success. And cheer them on and show up for them. I think that that's really good. So that will be episode 1, and then the companion episode. Then we will do that with each area. The second area we were looking at would be friends, family, romance.
Yes, relationships.
Relationships.
All that over.
Mm-hmm. And then again, we'll unpack where we are, and then have a companion episode. And then the final one would be business, career, finance,
right,
and then physical environment.
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll do a season wrap up to say basically, hey, here's all that we learned throughout the whole entire season. Is there anything you want to add to that?
No, that sounds like exactly the plan that was laid out in front of us. I think it's really interesting what you're saying about being there to support your friends and understanding that, like, my life is definitely not one where I got the money to go to grad school. But yeah, like, I can relate to that. I had a friend, a high school friend, that her life would change based on what was happening around her. Unfortunately, she allowed other people's lives to affect her own. And she was one of those people that said, you know, it's just not fair that this person has their parents setting everything up for them. Meanwhile, my parents aren't even helping me with my financial aid paperwork. And I always hated that for her. And I knew right then that even as a young 18, 19 year old, I knew that was going to be a hard life for her. Because if you constantly go through life looking at what other people have versus what you don't have, you'll never get anywhere like that. Mm-hmm. And not saying I wasn't guilty of feeling that way myself sometimes. Yeah. But I hope that we're able to overcome that and look at our experiences for what they are and how we can unpack our own situations.
Yeah.
Because looking at what others have is definitely not the way.
Yeah, well, here's the reality. One, we both people of color and marginalized black woman here,
absolutely.
Black gay male. We understand, we empathize. Like, there are systemic issues. That's just reality.
Yes.
And we have to recognize that the systems that have been created around us are outside of our control to change.
Right.
So ultimately, we have to say, yes, it sucks when you experience racism or discrimination or bias from your employers or and you lose jobs. I can speak to that from personal experience. And I will recognize that human beings are human beings. I believe from my teaching experience, people aren't bad. Their behaviors are problematic.
Yes.
That is very true. And unfortunately for us, we can decide to sit in bitterness and resentment or try to understand and say, okay, I want to understand what structures are actually trying to keep me down and how to navigate effectively through them. Because again, I don't believe in changing.
Okay.
You know, we are all who we need to be. And that's one of the reasons there's a saying, it says that a bird's trust isn't in a branch.
Mm-hmm.
It's in its wings.
Okay.
And so at the end of the day, for me, I believe in myself.
Yes.
You know, I have lost jobs that, you know, again, I'm respectful. I am a hard worker. Anyone that knows me knows that I would go bend over backwards for you if you asked me. And I do that at work. So the fact that I've lost jobs, from my perspective, isn't saying like I'm a bad employee or there's something wrong with me. It says that the system is a system.
Right.
And so I'm not blaming people for acting the way that they feel that they need to act within that system. I choose to act differently.
Absolutely.
And I believe that there are places where I can thrive. You know, my current job feels like a place where I may be able to do that. So I'm excited. And I'm not betting on this place.
Right.
Because I know the skills that I have and I know that people will appreciate them. You know, and right now it's really just learning the things I need to learn so I can build my own table. That's part of what we're doing this right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. That's how it kind of came along.
Yeah, actually. Is that we don't want to, jobs or careers, it's really about income.
Yeah.
So you just need to figure out, I am not dependent on my employer to give me income. There are other ways to do it. I have a teaching's license. Yeah. I have a real estate license. I can fund myself.
Yes.
You know, and at this point, I'm looking to do that so that if my employer treats me some kind of way and I'm like, I don't appreciate that.
Right.
Goodbye.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Yeah. you are your focus.
Yeah.
And for me, like looking at, you taught me that actually, that your job is income and that's it. Yeah. You know, yes, you love your job. No, you don't like your job, but at the end of the day, your job is income, because you can have, and my mother always told me too, like just have several streams. So the writer in me was very excited when you compared us to Shakespeare, first of all, because that's my first love. Mm-hmm. My first love is writing. I would write all the time if I could, but hey, you don't always get paid to write. Now I am currently in a position where I am kind of getting paid to write. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting for me because I didn't know how to monetize that. And it's based on knowledge that I already have as an easy teacher, doing some script writing and helping out with the curriculum. For some of the, for the social emotional learning, actually I'm writing the curriculum, but attempting to be modest, but I love it. That's the best part. And then, like I was sharing with Reese earlier, just watching the kids react to it, knowing that I put those words on paper, I chose that activity, I put that together. It's just so fulfilling. It's more fulfilling than anything I've ever done. So that's how I know that's my passion. That's where I want to be. Is writing something that I believe in, something that I know can reach out and help someone else, help someone. I really have a heart for kids, especially kids that struggle, like our EC kids. And not all kids that struggle are EC kids, so I won't just put that label on them. But that's really where my heart has been. So I am loving that I can combine those two things, you know, and having my children have their own struggles that they've had. And I'll share some of that too, because I don't feel like, of course, they're fine with it. My children are very open about their experiences. And, you know, we've been through a lot. And I feel like there are people out there that are going through some of the same things. And if I can help, if just our view of it saying, hey, you're not crazy for saying, I wish this kid was somebody else's, or you're not crazy for saying, I wish I could escape this situation. But the fact that you're there and trying is everything. And it's everything to the kid, you know? And so for me, I love this idea of breaking it down, because it did kind of come out of a place where Reese and I met. We were both at job. We were both like, we need a job, you know? And I was sharing. I mean, I have a tendency to overshare sometimes, but only with people I feel comfortable with when I meet them. And just out of sharing, it was just kind of like, dang, you're like me. You know, we're both on the same path, completely different situations, but we're on the same path. And I really loved that I could be that open and share in a safe space, you know? So hopefully what we're attempting to create is a safe space, you know, and you will be hearing us go through it just like you may be going through it on the other side of the microphone. You know, we know y'all got stuff, you know, we
got ish.
That's yeah, what, that's we all good. Do. And, hopefully it'll speak to you as we go through what we, you know, as we share what we're going through. Yeah. And we'd love to hear back from you. Please let us know what, if something similar resonates with you.
Yeah. So I think, again, just to recap what the season will look like, we've done the introduction. That's this episode. Then we will have personal growth, health, fun and recreation. Yeah. One episode where we are unpacking where we are. Then we will do, hey, how do we work through that? What are the solutions for it? Then we will do the same with family, friends, and romance. And we'll do likewise with career, finances, and physical environment. Okay. So, and then we'll wrap everything up with what do we learn this season? So that is how unpacking your ish will go. Season one, we hope that you, well, unpacking your ish 2.0, season one. So we hope that you come along with us on this journey. Again, as Tay said, you can reach out to us at unpacking.yourish, well, unpacking.your.ish@gmail.com. Send us your comments, send us your thoughts. You know, follow us on our social media pages, so Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Yeah. And then if you appreciate the content, definitely support us at PayPal. It will be paypal.me/unpackingyourish. Okay, you got any last words, Tay?
I would just say to you all, buckle up for the ride. Because, you know, when you see people, you never know what they've been through. You never know what they've experienced. And I think and I hope that what we've been through can resonate. And, you know, maybe push you to share your own story or push you to really work through that thing that you've been trying to avoid. You know, I'm a big, big, huge advocate for therapy, especially for our people, because we don't really believe in that. You know, I love the church, so don't get me wrong. But at the same time, therapy is there. Yeah. And so for me, like, even if it just makes someone wake up to realize, hey, I'm not really dealing with this well. I thought I dealt with it when I was younger, but it's here again. You know, whatever you need to do to make sure that you are truly unpacking your ish and able to live your best life.
Yeah. And I love that you said that. And I will just reiterate, remember, we're just providing our experiences. This is a conversation.
Right.
And we hope that you just like reading a book. Not every book is for you. And that we don't have the keys.
Right.
We are just saying, hey, this is working for us. This isn't working for us. But we definitely encourage you to speak. There's betterhelp.com. There's a lot of different places where you can actually reach out if you need resources. And then, like I said, definitely can reach out to us. We will, if you're looking for resources and anything that we know, we'll more than happy to share that. So again, connect with us. And one other thing that reminds us, we will have a Spotify page as well. So if you like the music on our intros, the song today is I Talk the Talk. I love that. That will probably be an intro, you know, through this season and maybe some other songs, but it will have some uplifting stuff and things like that. Okay.
So I look forward to unpacking my life.
Yeah, I do. So thank you again. That's episode one. And we look forward to speaking with you on our bonus episode soon.